Hi there. The word for you today is, do I have compassion for others? In Luke 10, verse 33, Jesus, in the story of the Good Samaritan, says, when he saw him, he had compassion. Now, the priest and the Levite in the story of the Good Samaritan actually saw the plight of the dying man, but the Good Samaritan exercised compassion and did something about it. So stop and ask yourself, have I become too calloused to care or too busy to be bothered? There's so much need around us, and God knows we personally can't meet all of it. But what needs are you called to meet? Now, while you're thinking about that question, let me tell you a story. Next time you see the Salvation Army ringing their bell and taking donations, remember how it all started. There was a couple who lived in London 155 years ago. For the first 10 years, William Booth was in a quandary. What was God calling him to do? One day his wife Catherine, a Bible teacher, was invited to speak in London. While they were there, William took a late-night walk through the slums of London's East End. Every fifth building was a pub. Most had steps at the counter so little children could climb up and order gin. That night he told Catherine, I seem to hear a voice sounding in my ears. Where can you go to find such heathen as these? And where is there so great a need for your labours? Darling, I have found my destiny. Later that year, in 1865, this couple opened what they called, quote, the Christian Mission in London's slums. Their life's vision? To reach the down-and-outers that other Christians ignored. And you know what? That simple vision of two people grew into the Salvation Army, which ministers through 3 million members in 91 countries. How about that? So, stop and ask yourself, do I have compassion for others?